is Dennis Martin.
Okay, Dennis, could you tell us a little bit about yourself when you worked at DMACC?
Yes, I can. I started with Area 11 Community College back in February of 1967, and we were on a quarter system at that time. We had a superintendent, wasn't a president then, he was superintendent, and four staff members and a janitor. I think we had a secretary, and I think that was the entire staff at that time. And we were starting the Area 11 Community College in a renovated grocery store in West Des Moines. I was hired on a Friday to start a week from Monday. So I had about a week to prepare. And I met with Superintendent Lowry. His office was the only part of the renovated grocery store that was completed. The rest was a pile of trash. But anyway, I met with him in his office, and he said, well, what we're trying to do is to start a business and office program to make our graduates very employable. We wanted to be very innovative and very modern. We wanted to give them some work experience, simulated work experience, so that employers would want to hire them. So mainly we were kind of first with preparing simulation. My job then was to write the curriculum, write objectives for the classes. We were supposed to have like 3 hours of classes a day, like in the mornings, and then take a break and have 3 hours of office simulations in the afternoon. So that seemed to be okay. I was supposed to find the textbooks and find the furniture and the equipment and the supplies and get her set up. In about a week's time, we had 13 students already registered for the very first quarter. So we were ready to go. And actually, a simulation was supposed to look exactly like a business office, so we needed to have full-size desks with all of the proper equipment, like typewriters and transcribers, dictating machines, calculators, all that stuff available. Also, we were supposed to have a printing press, mimeographs, and digital machines, and copy machines, and all of those things that offices had. So we had an awful lot of equipment to find and order, and textbooks to find, and curriculum to write, and a lot of things to do before students came a week's time.
Did the program grow fast, or did it start off slow, gradually grow, or how was it received by the public?
Yeah, by the public, for the most part, thought we were kind of meddling into what high schools were not able to do. They thought we were kind of like an extended high school. Like, you didn't have time to do that simulation work in a high school, so you'd go off to junior college. And in fact, that first day on that Monday, my first day, I came to the building and it was not habitable. It was just a big pile of trash in the middle. They were still cleaning it out. I couldn't even get in. So I drove to Fort Dodge Junior College and tried to get some textbook ideas and things from them. And they pretty much laughed at us, like, what are you people doing there trying to build a community college? You know, that's just not going to work. You're either a college or you're high school. You're not something like you say you're trying to do with simulations and everything. So they didn't really think we were going to work out. But, of course, as it turned out, we were enormously successful with the community colleges.
Well, Dennis, as you look back over the years and kind of a conclusion maybe, can you, what was probably one of the, or a couple maybe of the more pleasant memories you have from those days?
Lots of good memories, lots of people that had problems in their lives and came to try things out in school and then became very successful, came back and, you know, thank the program, thank the teachers, the programs and everything. I think that was probably the best thing that we did.
to many of our listeners today, they might be not realizing what was in the curriculum in those days. Was shorthand popular back at that time?
Shorthand was extremely popular, yes. We had to have shorthand classes and lots of practice and training. And we also had to have the dictating machines, the transcribing machines, so they could do either and or both. But yes, it was very, very popular.
Were you the first department chair for that then, so to speak, or did they have such a thing?
Yes, yes, I was. And we grew in the building in West Des Moines from, like I said, 13 students, and we were up to probably 100 before very long. We occupied the whole building as other classes moved to Ankeny and built buildings up there. We were probably there, I don't remember the year, but probably a couple of years in West Des Moines. Then we moved to the Ankeny campus and kind of put together Building 8 for the same type of program. And our problem when we got there was that since we had been doing all of the credits and descriptions and everything in the curriculum, it didn't exactly match with what Ankeny was doing for the new community college there, so we had to merge our ideas with Ankeny's admissions department. So we were a little different than they were when they started. So that was probably the biggest problem when we moved, but we got that smoothed out, and everything seemed to work really well.
Well, Dennis, we certainly appreciate you taking time to pass on a little bit of history to us, and we really appreciate your sharing some memories with us. So we do wish you the very best.
Well, thank you. We had great times. It's a great institution, a lot of good friends, just enormous number of memories, all very good. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Bye now.
Okay, bye.